What's good, kings and queens who tap into Itachi Podcast every day, every time they get a chance or when they feel the need to want to listen to these episodes? Shout out to y'all. Y'all are real kings and queens and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So much appreciated by y'all. But if y'all could do me a favor, like, share, and retweet the episode. My episodes are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you know what time it is. But let's get into it, because last night was the last game for Angelo Ball. And like I said, I've been talking about this just because it's not just that it's a feel-good story. It's the fact that if you've been following this family for a long time, he's the missing piece. Him getting into the NBA is like, we all believe in LeVar Ball's dream. You get what I'm saying? It's just like you become a fan. Even people who hated their family, people who are like, well, D'Angelo ain't shit, now they see him play and stuff like that. Now they're like, oh, wait, hold on. That's not what we thought he was. You get what I'm saying? And he's starting to change the narrative. But has he done enough to be on an NBA roster? I believe yes. I believe yes. But I believe for just some reason, it just feels weird. Like, there was this one kid who was hooping in a summer league. He went 6-for-9, just like how Jello went 5-for-8. Got a contract right then and there. You know what I'm saying? I know Charlotte Hornets has decisions to make. And I'm sorry, but this was the worst summer league team I ever watched. One of the worst IQ, no good basketball being played. Like, bro, one thing about the game of basketball, bro. Like, I love to watch good basketball. You get what I'm saying? Like, you could be skilled and be an elite shooter, this, that, and third, but at the end of the day, basketball is basketball, bro. Come off the pick and roll. You have a decision to make for yourself. You could have a shot. You could force opportunity. You can manipulate the defense. You could find people. You're taught this. Shooting guards are taught this. Like you can't tell me, oh, because he's a shooting guard. Like, I was arguing with somebody, right, because of James Booknight. Well, I wasn't even arguing, but we were having a conversation on Twitter, and I was like, yo, James Booknight just needs to play good basketball. They was like, yo, he's a shooting guard. He's not a point guard. Why you? Bro, hold on, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. My Brody, my day one Brody, is not a point guard. But he has high IQ for the game. He knows how to make a play. He knows how to make a read. They both do. Both of my bros. And that's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You tuning in, go watch Del High basketball this year, because I think they're gonna have this season. You'll see for yourself. High IQ players. My bro been there and has never lost. They won championships, bro. Now, I'm not saying never lost a game. I'm talking about he's 2-time champion or 3-time. I don't know. But that's a nigga I want on my team. You play good basketball. Back to the Charlotte Hornets point. I am saying my bros could play in the summer league. I'm definitely saying that. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. But I am saying that when you're choosing something for a summer league or this, that, and third, you know what I'm saying? I think the team kind of fucked up Jello's chances. How did you not get a playmaker? A playmaker would have made Jello look way better than it was. And to be honest, not getting a playmaker makes Jello look even better, because it's like, shit, if he could have averaged 11 points in the summer league, which is the summer league, but doing spot ups and all that stuff, and that's what you need for your roster this year. You need a spot up shooter. Jello's the perfect guy for that spot. You get what I'm saying? And if you let that nigga go, I believe another team will get him. But I believe if a team doesn't get him, they'll go, why didn't the team with his brother, who had the rookie of the year, didn't sign him? Like, if they bring that up, that would be a reason why they don't get him. But I think other teams will go, I don't give a fuck. We saw something there's potential in, and we'll develop him. And I don't think it's about, oh, develop him so the Ball brothers could come here. No, it's just, they're gonna, when you make a pair, what you gotta know about these Ball brothers is, Puma threw a $100 million at LaMelo in a free jet. They showed him, we want you. Lonzo took an $85 million for Chicago. What'd he say? Oh, they're going to let me play my game. They want me. I'm telling you, I believe Jello would play on a different team if a different team offered him. And Charlotte said, nah, you know, we ain't going to offer you this, or we're going to give you. Say Charlotte goes, oh, we're going to give you a two-way contract. And then Jello, they say, oh. But say this happens, if this could happen, and then they go, oh, Jello gets offers to play on a team for like a year or 2 year. You get what I'm saying? Like, no two-way, just on the team. You don't think he's going to go play on a team? Like, yeah, he loves his brother, but Lonzo just did the same thing. they're going to go play on a team that's going to give them more opportunity and show. And if they genuinely show love for that ball brother, the ball brother's going to do what he's going to do. So by that reason, I bring that up is I believe if a team shows that they are interested enough in Jello, you know what I'm saying, and Charlotte Hornets flip the bag, they might be the team that impacts the game later on. Because I'm going to tell you right now, a team that wants Jello would want all three, genuinely. Reason why is because Jello's perceived the worst one. So if you really want Jello, there's no question about you would want the other two. It's just that the other two want to play for you. And if you bring that family vibe, trust me, I think that's what needs to happen. It needs to be like a family-oriented vibe for real in an organization to have all three ball brothers because they're family. You get what I'm saying? Like, they family. But I don't want to go too far because it's summer league. It is what it is. I don't know if I still think he's going to make it, but I do have concerns. Like, I remember I was watching the King Fuse Lit House, and I was watching DJ's Raw and Cut True. I know it's new media, but I keep calling DJ's Raw and Cut True because that's the OG, bro. That's OG shit. He the reason I'd be like, I have a place to go listen to LeAngelo Ball, Lonzo Ball, or anything ball-related information that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, it is what it is. I think Jello could be on a team, but I don't know. Just something doesn't hit. Like, where's the Jello signed? That's what I'm waiting for. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm waiting for. And then we can have a bigger discussion about this, but it is what it is. And before I let y'all off, I want to say this because I want to add this to the episode. You know what? You know, I'm not going to add this episode. I'll make two episodes. But for the Jello, for what do y'all think? Y'all think LeAngelo's going to make a team? Y'all think LeAngelo's done enough? What do y'all think? I know this episode was kind of like, dang, I just woke up and made this. You know what I'm saying? So what do y'all think? Like, do you think LeAngelo Ball deserves to be on a team? Do you think politically he won't be on a team because of political reasons? Because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let me know your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? If you think Jello sucks, you could say that too. I don't care. I mean, I don't wish for you to come with negative vibes towards me. I'm just not gonna get mad. Like, there's some people saying he shouldn't be in the league still. Some people saying, nah, he's done enough to show that he should get a chance. So it is what it is. We'll see. I really hope that brother make it because it's not even just a feel-good story. It's just when you see somebody go hard for so long, like, and you've been watching their story, and then he has to grow. He has to be on years watching his other brothers play in the league and he's not playing. I'm telling you that. And for him to stay mentally strong through that and know he's going to have a chance and opportunity when his opportunity comes. He hasn't played basketball for 2 to 3 years. And his first game, he comes out. You could call it a lucky game or whatever you want. But that game was monumental and it was meant to happen towards his story because it was shown to him that even throughout maybe the other three games, if you don't feel like Jello did enough in those games and he just only had one game, that one game right there was the make or break. I'm going to tell you why. First impression is everything. If Jello would have missed his threes instead of made damn near almost more than half his threes, they was not gonna call him a shooter. Even if he came out the second game with the same stats he came out in the second game and the third game and the fourth game, they weren't gonna call him a shooter. They were gonna be like, nope. They were gonna point that out, right? They were gonna try to point that out. But on the contrary, this is where I point out that those other three games, the playmaking of the Charlotte Hornets got worse every game. And yes, there was one game James Booknight had like, what? I don't think it was a double-double, but he had like 8 assists with no turnovers, just that third. That's cool, but that was one game. And it's summer league, so sorry. And you're a shooting guard. But playing high IQ basketball is playing high IQ basketball. There are plenty of times they miss Jello just off open shots because they don't want to give the ball to Jello. Because if Jello's making shots, they know. These niggas are not stupid. If you're trying to make the Charlotte Hornets roster, if you want to be on a team where there's LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier, they're the new niggas coming up, you want to be on this roster just because. You get what I'm saying? And they know what the name LeAngelo Ball means. His teammates know. You get what I'm saying? And it's just so fucked up that people be really hating on these niggas. You get what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, if they could hoop, they could hoop. I get it if you didn't want to pass the ball to him because he can't hit a shot. But, nigga, he the best shooter on y'all team, bro. Like, ESPN ain't watching Charlotte Hornets for the Charlotte Hornets Summer League team for DJ Carton. No disrespect. They ain't watching for you, bro. What did Rev say one time when I was watching the videos of DJ? He's like, hey, did anybody come to see you, Otis? Like, real shit. Niggas came to see Jello. Nobody gave a fuck about DJ Carton. Nobody gave a fuck about none of these niggas except for Book Knight, Kai Jones. And I'm going to tell you right now, Kai Jones and Book Knight just do a salty taste in the Charlotte Hornets fans' aura, you feel me? And for Ballverse, because the way he played, we know he could be good. It's just he's not playing smart. And you're about to go play alongside LaMelo. LaMelo needs shooters. This is the problem. LaMelo doesn't necessarily need a nigga he could throw the ball to, and then he can go get his own bucket, which is what James Book Knight could do, okay. But LaMelo, and then that's not bad if you can do that. But LaMelo does need a spot-up shooter. Like, Trae Young needs a spot-up shooter. Like, nigga he could throw it to and just pow. Luka needs a spot-up shooter. Niggas they could throw to, pow. Ben Simmons, spot-up shooter. LeBron, spot-up shooter. This is starting to kick in. The Lakers, I'm going to be real with you, bro. If I'm the Lakers, I don't know if I make that decision. Because you don't want that around. Because, you know, you're trying to win a championship. You're not really trying to bring a young nigga in. If he had years in the league and 5 years of solid shit, maybe he'd be on the Lakers right now. But, I mean, I don't know. I heard they're about to get Buddy Hield. By the way, there's something activating right now as I'm making this episode that Buddy Hield's about to be on the freaking, he about to be on the freaking Lakers, so that's tough. I just saw that shit on Twitter, so that might happen. But yeah, like I said, Jello, there's certain shit out there that Jello's getting offers from other teams, so we'll see. I really hope he signs with Charlotte because it was just like, yeah, he could go somewhere else, but preferably, I'd rather he sign with Charlotte because he's playing with his brother. Like, the last time he played with his brother, he won a championship in his so-called JBA league that was made by the father that had no credit. But the first pick of the draft's trainer was the coach in that league, which means he had to coach those players, which means he also had to train those players. So you guys kind of get my drift. I think media just always liked to attack LeVar and anything LeVar was doing. That's what it is. Media likes to attack LeVar. And now they can't because LaMelo came and bid what LaMelo did. And now Lonzo's hooping the way Lonzo's hooping and Jello's hooping the way Jello's hooping. They know they can't stop that. Like, they can't stop that ascension. Like, they see the writing's on the wall, bro. The writing is on the wall. Like, that's why I said if Jello gets in the league, bro, all them haters, all what they have to say, they got the white. I'm telling you, I really believe this shit. Like, at this point now, I don't care now. Because I see what Lonzo does, because I see what LaMelo does, and he's only in his second year. Bro, when these niggas reach their prime, and hopefully Jello gets to play, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully Jello gets to be on the team, Jello, you know what I'm saying? If Jello gets to be on the team this year, he gets to grow with his brother. By the time his brother's contract's over, I promise you, Jello will be one of the best shooters in the league, if not the best spot-up shooter in the league. Because you got to remember, he's going to be playing with his brother and getting touches like crazy. And if his shot is really fucking water, nigga, what? And when you're playing basketball, y'all got to remember, the reason why shooters get open is because playmakers. You're not going to leave LaMelo in a one-on-one situation with his defender. You're not going to leave LaMelo in a one-on-one situation with his defender or coming off a pick and roll. Just let him do whatever he wants because let you know, God, he will hit that boy and that boy will hit that shot. Jello ain't afraid to shoot the ball. Jello seemed like, to be honest, Jello seemed more of like a, not a vet in there, but it's like, and I don't, because I couldn't see too much talking from him, which I did see though, but it just seemed like he did it with, like led by a visual sense, you know what I'm saying? I know there's a word for it. He led by example, you know what I'm saying? Like, but led by a vision. Fuck, I'd rather say led by a visual sense. Like, he did what he did, and everybody sees, you know what I'm saying? So, and I love that Jello wasn't really too tight when he was getting froze out and all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, they see that shit. So it is what it is. So yeah, shout out to y'all kings and queens for tuning in, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, new episodes come. New episodes come Friday, Sunday, and Monday. You feel me? So we can have that weekend blast, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then episodes will be there so you can listen throughout the week too. You know, so shout out to y'all, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Does Jello deserve to be on the team? I think he do though, but you know, I don't want to persuade your decision, but do you think Jello deserves to be on the team? Why or why not? And honestly, I think if you watch those four games, I think Jello's a better defender than I ever thought he was. I thought he was going media, and I'm not going to lie, old media tactics played a little part. Because even if you watch the Ball Brothers, right, this long, old media would try to force you to think something different. You feel me? Like, new media, there's a discussion. But, like, old media tactics would try to force you to think, Oh, they said Jello's ass, Jello can't hoop, Jello stole, Jello this. Oh my God, they acted like Jello was Hitler. Never let Jello in the league. He's a fucking stealer. Like, my nigga, what? Bro, nigga, they made one mistake, nigga. They act like this nigga fucking was a terrorist. Like, they act like this nigga was a terrorist. Had this nigga saying thank you to fucking Donald Trump for getting him out of the thing. When Donald Trump had nothing to do with that shit. Go check the facts on that. Even old media had to report that. Stephen A. Smith was like, yo, we gotta give LeVar his credit. That nigga Donald Trump ain't do shit. So you see, like, they try to play you with that shit, man. And now they know they can't hide certain shit because we gonna find out. It's social media. So you're gonna have to... Shit gonna be found out one way or another. I'm telling you, and if LeAngelo got a contract, we gonna find out. We gonna find out real soon if he got a contract. If they dropping that nigga, we gonna find that out too. Cause anything with the Ball Brothers, shit hits the front page of the fucking media every fucking time. So, and I don't even understand why you would hate a nigga who always giving you attention and bread. I never understood that. If I was ESPN, I would love for LeVar to come on ESPN all the time, and I wouldn't even spin his words. I would literally have a conversation with this man because that could have been a genuine thing. But old media want to be some bullshit ass niggas and want to get mad because a man wants to defy shit and start doing shit. Just because y'all niggas don't want to believe in ownership doesn't mean he is not allowed to project his ownership thoughts and mentality on his children or anyone else who wants to be a owner, who wants to own shit. You want people to pay you so they don't try to own shit because then they'll stop paying you. He knows that. You know that. So that's why you don't like LeVar. But at the end of the fucking day, there's a lot of niggas doing what LeVar's doing. So if it's really affecting what you're doing, it's because you're not doing the right things at the end of the day. And if that don't make sense to none of y'all niggas that hear that, then you're going to need to replay that again because it's the fucking truth. That's the fucking truth. And I'm tired of that shit, bro. I'm tired of all the hate, the stigma that comes against the Ball family, bro. I've been watching this for years. I am tired of that shit. I'm tired of that shit. Let this family live, goddammit. Y'all niggas suck the Antetokounmpo's like it's nothing. Y'all, and I ain't putting no pause in that because that's the truth. Y'all niggas suck the Holiday brothers too, knowing damn well only one of them brothers is really, really elite. Another two are okay. Aaron Holiday, he still got potential. I want to see what that nigga do. But that nigga's okay. He's going to be like his brother, I think, because I've seen him play with Lonzo in fucking college. I think he got that. I think he could be like his older brother, like no cap. But at the end of the day, this ain't the same thing with the Ball brothers. You got Lonzo, who's the second best. You got Melo, who's the first best. You got Jello, who's the third best. But maybe could contend with... Nah, he can't contend with Lonzo. I'm not going to cap. Because Lonzo is being aggressive now. I can't front. But if he the best shooter out of all of them. Everyone said... Oh, the Ball brothers, they can't shoot. Melo can't shoot. Lonzo can't shoot. But then you got a Ball brother who can't shoot. Who can shoot. And that's the one everybody don't want to pick up. What the fuck? How the hell that makes sense? He's healthy. He moves great on the court. That I swear to God, I don't know what he did. Did he put turbos in him? Because now he started, yo, that nigga be gone. I be watching the TV, bro. Soon as he see one of his teammates get the rebound, that nigga, his big ass down the court, in his spot, ready to shoot the ball. Nigga, that's LaMelo with the ball off the rebound, nigga, off the cuff. That's the cuff. But nobody want to see that. They don't want to hear that. They want to hate. It is what it is. Then they go say, you a ball fan. You sucking them this, that, and third. Okay. I want people to know one thing if you get past to this point. Y'all go watch this highlight. LaMelo Ball threw this weird-ass pass to Gordon Hayward. And Gordon Hayward didn't even put the ball on the floor. He just took it, turned around, and knew he had that much space away from his defender because of that pass. He just turned around, shot the bitch, and made it. Reason why I bring up that pass is because that's what he'll do with Jello. Jello's going to be gone, and he's going to throw it like a fucking quarterback, nigga. He's going to Pat Mahomes that shit, and Jello is fucking hell, nigga. He's going to hit that motherfucker, and Jello going to get that touchdown dance when he shoot the fucking ball and make that, nigga. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas, Charlotte Hornet let this nigga Jello slip by? That's going to be the dumbest move they fucking do. Because the last time them two niggas was together, they won a fucking championship. And to be honest, in the NBA, if they play together and they give Jello consistent minutes and let the nigga grow, I know I'm talking crazy, but they let the nigga grow for real. Because what have I seen from LaMelo? First time LaMelo came into their shit, they try to suppress LaMelo. LaMelo was learning fast, learning the game quick. They was like, oh, LaMelo only played 13. He only played a certain amount of games. We can't start him. They stand at third. LaMelo said, fuck that. I'm learning faster. I'm playing better than Devontae Graham. And then they had to start him. I'm telling you right now, if they sign Jello, Jello's not just going to make these summer league niggas afraid. He's getting froze out by summer league niggas. When he gets to the NBA, that freeze out is going to be way harder. Except the only person who's not going to freeze him out is his brother. When Jello scores, I promise you, it's going to be off his brother. And maybe Miles Bridges. And maybe Miles Bridges, a little bit of, I don't know, this nigga don't really pass like that. He didn't go for buckets. I'm talking about Rozier. You know what I'm saying? So, but he can pass. You know what I'm saying? But niggas know. And reports were said that LiAngelo was busting Cody Martin, Caleb Martin. A lot of these niggas you saw left, he was busting their asses scrimmages. These niggas who you thought were great defenders for Charlotte Hornets this year, they were not. They just put effort. I'm sorry. Caleb Martin and Cody Martin, let's call it what it is. They lost. They not on this team no more because the idea, concept of how they played last year and the possibility of having Jello. But when I say that, people going to be like, oh, you. It is what it is. You know, but I ain't going to drag y'all too long, man, because, man, once... I ain't gonna lie. I really wanted to get this episode off my chest because I'm really mad. Like, they really... Yo, last night, y'all had to watch the game. That's why I got this animosity. These niggas were about to finally win their first Summer League game. And it wasn't even about winning the game, bro. It was just like, okay, all right, let's play good basketball. I remember I was saying it on the thing. I was like, I just want to see good basketball, yo. And that's what I saw until the very last minute. Scotty Lewis. I believe Scotty Lewis's two-way contract should be denied just because of what he did that day. What he did. I know that sound fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I know that sound fucked up. And when I say that to that nigga's face, it's not even a disrespect to him, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a disrespect to him. It's just like, you got to understand in that situation, you're about to be a professional, bro. You can't just... That right there, certain shit you just can't do. You're about to be a professional, bro. Your freaking teammate was nowhere near you for you to even do that. Why the fuck would you throw that? Like, you literally gave the game... That's... Man, when people talk about sold, and if you play 2K, you understand what I'm saying. Oh, the nigga sold. That right there is selling. Missing a game-winning shot necessarily isn't selling. I know. It can be determined on the... But it is what it is. Like, but just throwing the ball away to the team, giving it up... Nigga, that's selling. You know what I'm saying? That's selling. So, I'm not gonna lie. Charlotte Hornets, honestly, could have probably been 4-0 in the summer league. These kids, they can't, and I get it. I know James Booknight trying to show off. Kai Jones trying to show off. Kai, he has great athleticism, but his IQ, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, just because, and I always say this, just because a player has athleticism and all this, that don't mean shit. IQ is more important than athleticism, and it's only going to show more and more as the game gets, you know what I'm saying? Because the IQ is everything. And Booknight, he showed a little bit of flashes. Okay, cool. Kai Jones showed his athleticism ability score. But other than that, like, I know he could rebound, obviously, because he's athletic. Nigga had 16 rebounds yesterday. But if he really tried to play, like, he's trying to play like Giannis and KD at the same time. Like, literally looks like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he don't even realize those two players draw so much attention that they're actually very good at assisting the ball. You can't, like, if Kai Jones came in with all that athleticism and used it as a decoy instead of a strength tool to attack the defense, I'm promising you, there would be no doubt that they would have, like, said, yo, they would have took him off and said, yo, we can't play him no more, because he would have been that valuable. You get what I'm saying? Like, and you know, you never know who listens to your shit, but if he, especially there were times where, it's not even to Jello, but there were times, multiple times, you got guys open, bro, and you're trying to force a situation. That is not good basketball. I love watching basketball, bro. I love watching basketball with my heart, like, for real. I remember, like, when I first coached, like, eighth graders for basketball, that shit made me love watching basketball more than just watching basketball for the players. You get what I'm saying? Like, I now watch it for, like, the structure of the game. Like, learning about shit like ATOs and all that stuff like that. That's what I like, learning about all that shit, learning the game for real, so I can know when I'm looking at somebody, is he really something, or this is just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I educate yourself, you know what I'm saying? I believe you should educate yourself. I've been talking too motherfucking long in this episode. I'm gonna let y'all niggas go, man. I'll let y'all kick the game go. Pardon for me talking so goddamn much, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I want to talk to y'all. This really brightened my day, especially a lot of stuff going on. I wanna pray for the people in Haiti. Earthquake just happened out there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm praying for my pops too. You know, he over there and shit. So, but, you know, you gotta stay positive, gotta stay strong, you know. So, let's get it, man. I'm really happy I made this episode. It's going to make my day go so good despite anything that could possibly happen. So thank you guys, you know. And we back on the next episode at some point. So let's get it.